In local news, Waikato District Council says they're excited about progress with the pontoon down at the wharf, with the gangway having been installed last week. But there's still a lot of work to do before it'll be opened to the public in May. Council Manager Megan May says they'll need to finish placing several hundred tonnes of volcanic paddock boulders to form a seawall, concrete them in place, pour a curb and lay asphalt for the walkway and the kayak ramp. They will also be installing a handrail on the dolphin shortly, which means it will be closed to the public for 3 weeks during that work. It's another busy weekend in Whangaroa this weekend. Despite being on the wrong side of Easter, this weekend sees three movies at the Old School over Saturday and Sunday. Local musicians are on show at the Old School Friday night, with Crustaceans and Melanie headlining the Yacht Club on Friday and Underground Techno filling the venue on Saturday. The Yard has DJ Bad Panda on Saturday, and we hear there might be live music at Indies and Isobar at various times as well. A new exhibition from a collection of local artists is opening at Rivet Gallery on Friday night, and the annual King of the Single Fin, held in memory of Kyle Luthart this year, is planned for Saturday, provided conditions are good. And a reminder from local census collectors too, if you haven't yet filled in a form and need help to do so, give 0800 236 787 a call. And in local sport, the Ragnall Roosters football team is kicking off the winter season this Sunday with the opening game of the Waikato Sunday League. The Roosters ended last season at the top of the Division 1 after several teams gave up travelling to Ragnall at the end of the season. Having won the Sunday League 7 times over the years, the Roosters were disappointed to win the title that way last year, but are hoping for a good season in 2023. And that is the Ragnall News for Friday, 14th of April, 2023.